With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has taken the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines it recommends for every child, leaving other immunizations such as flu shots open to families to choose, but without clear guidance from the government. Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services Jim O'Neill says a change comes following years of U.S. recommendations.
They've gone from 23 doses for 7 diseases in 1980 to more than 80 doses for 18 diseases now. That's a huge number of vaccines. Many parents are concerned that they're injecting their young, innocent children with a lot of medicines. They're not sure about the risks and benefits of all these.
O'Neill told the Salem Radio Network that the officials involved know that the overhaul to the vaccine schedule will not result in any families losing access or insurance coverage for the vaccines they do want. In Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez has become the country's interim president.
She is a politician and lawyer educated in Britain and France. Her brother is the head of the Maduro-controlled National Assembly, and their father was a socialist leader arrested for his involvement in a kidnapping who later died in police custody. Unlike many in Maduro's inner circle, Rodriguez avoided criminal indictment in the US, though she did face US sanctions during Trump's first term for her role in undermining Venezuelan democracy.
That is correspondent Luke Garrett. House lawmakers expected to vote this week to override two vetoes.
At the end of December, the president rejected two GOP-backed bills that had bipartisan support. It was the first time he used his veto pen in his second term. One of the bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado, a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting, and this is SRN News. Two more hospitals get out of the transgender business, Michael Harrington reports.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over the issue is a nationwide one, playing out at both the state and federal levels, expected to continue in 2026. This is SRN News. Some say it is long overdue. A multi-billion dollar overhaul of the nation's air traffic control system is now underway.
The federal government has chosen two companies to replace 612 radar systems nationwide. Those systems date back to the 1980s. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and the Federal Aviation Administration say the contractors will replace the systems by the summer of 2028. The administration set an ambitious goal of completing the overhaul by the end of 2028, near the conclusion of President Trump's current term in office. Rich Thomason, Washington.
NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel all had important chip and AI platform announcements on day one of the Consumer Electronics Show. But all the audience seemed to want to see was more of Star Wars and Jensen Huang's little robot buddies on full display. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.